I don't always think of myself as vain, but sometimes I think of myself as vain. And one of the ways that came up today was when I was going to record an episode of The Rebound with John and Dan. I went and found my AirPods so that I wouldn't put on regular headphones, which would mess up my beautiful hair because I'm having a good hair day. So that I do think counts as vanity because I'm going out once this evening and wanted my hair to look good when I did that. So how about that? Amazing.
Your Daily Lex.
So why am I going out tonight? And yesterday I mentioned a gig for Liam. What is that gig? Well, I'll tell you. Thanks for asking all those questions that are exactly the ones I want to answer. While I was doing Bat Boy the Musical, the assistant director, whose name is Kevin, mentioned that he was going to be directing a radio play at a smaller theater by the theater of A Christmas Carol. And they're doing four productions of this radio play of A Christmas Carol. And he was encouraging people to audition. I chose not to audition because it's not a show that I was super excited about. And I don't know. I just didn't feel like I was fired up to be in a radio play. What do I know about using my voice in different ways in front of a microphone? But a friend of mine is in the show. Had I known that she was doing the show, that might have motivated me because I do a lot of improv with Trish. So it was exciting to me that she's doing the show, but I didn't know she was auditioning. Anyway, Trish had posted on Facebook that the production really needed a piano player. And I thought to myself, Liam's a piano player. So I wrote to Kevin and wrote to Trish, and Liam's first rehearsal is tonight. So tonight I'm going to take Liam and I'm going to sit with him the whole time. I told him I'm going to be there. I can't help you with, you know, playing this piano sheet music. That's not a skill that I have, but I can translate theater talk. So if he's saying, hey, can you do it at this moment, or like I can at least help Liam understand what he has to understand. And I know sometimes Liam, he's much better about this than he used to be, but he can sometimes be shy or too soft spoken. And they're going to have kind of musical director-esque questions for him. So I'm going to be able to help him with those answers. Tomorrow he's going to be at rehearsal. He's going to be mostly on his own for the first couple hours because I have my own thing and then I'll join him later. But yeah, so I'm excited because he's going to get paid. And he's essentially the musical director for this show, which is hilarious because he is 13. So anyway, that's Liam's gig. I'm kind of excited to take him to that tonight. I think it'll be fun. And really, he wants to do music for a living, I think. And here's a chance to get paid to do music. So good for him. Meanwhile, I have band practice tomorrow night, which is why his grandfather's going to be taking him to that rehearsal. And then I'll come there later. This band of adults that I'm in has no kids. And man, it would be better if Liam were in it. Not that we're bad, but like, man, he's really good. I wish I had Liam's talents. Oh, the things I could do with Liam's skills. Let's see. Speaking of Liam and my collaborations with him, we remain hard at work on our next album. Liam likes to make sure we get one out a year, but I'm 99% sure this one won't come out this year, which is okay. It's because he's got many other interests too, and that's fine. But this new album does have a series of songs about pie. There's a song about a pie maker. There's a song called Pizza Pie. There's a song about the number pie. There's a song that Liam's very proud of. We had lost a song. On his first album, we had a song called Boo Boo Bot. And for this album, we wrote a song called Boo Boo Bot 2.0. It's a song about a robot. And now the robot's been upgraded. But for a while, we lost the lyrics to Boo Boo Bot 2.0. One of us deleted the note and we couldn't find him. And then I realized where I could get a backup of those lyrics, and I did. And I said to Liam, you know, hey, we lost a song, but then we found it. And this was eons ago that I said this to him. And then I paused and said, this is the police. We have your house surrounded. And he's like, oh, I want that to be a song. And I'm like, okay, those are the lyrics. Repeat it 50 times. And this was an ongoing joke between the two of us. But now Lost Song is a song. And it has a variety of lyrics. It has that lyric. We lost a song, but then we found it. We're the police. We have your house surrounded. Repeated many times. There was a line that I had said to him at some point in conversation. Or maybe he said it to me, actually. He said, I don't hate you right now, but I love you a little bit less. And he said, oh, that's going to go in Lost Song. Great. Then one time I had my notes app open when I was making notes for myself. It was just notes for my job. And I said, I have to nudge June, nudge Ben, nudge ERM. And he's like, you put that in the Lost Song lyrics doc. And I was like, oh, that's my mistake. I was just writing it down somewhere. Because it was while I was on a phone call making notes. And he's like, well, those are going to be lyrics now too. So I would say this song makes absolutely no sense to anyone. Yeah, he's very proud of it. It's insane. It's fine. But anyway, he's been hard at work on, this song about pizza pie, and, man, it's epic. He's really talented. I guess my point is my son is talented. Shocking. Anyway, hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday, November 19th. Just, 9 more shopping days till Thanksgiving.
Lex.